Well, the Vietnam War started when actually the things were beginning to heat up when we were living at Camp Pendleton. Life was changing. We were in Seattle, 59 and 60, and there were lots of uproar on the campuses. And it was a very different university than the one I had attended in the 40s, 30s and 40s. Mm-hmm. There was just a lot of turmoil for the simple reason that we were involved in this war in the Far East. And a lot of people felt that the only reason we were over there was to protect our oil interests. And yes, right.
We're at it again.
Oh my, I don't know. And as far as I can tell, a war doesn't solve anything. Only a lot of people die needlessly. However, World War II couldn't have been avoided after we were attacked the way we were. And certainly it was a great blessing to get rid of what Hitler was doing in Germany. Mm-hmm. But what Stalin was doing in Russia was terrible too. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I just really hate the thought of so many young people being exposed to the violence.
Mm-hmm. When you moved from, you were talking about how campuses were in turmoil. Was that here in Seattle?
Mm-hmm.
Camp
mm-hmm.
Pendleton?
No. At Camp Pendleton, you see, we were on the base.
Oh, okay.
And we weren't near a university. The children had to take a bus through the Naval Ammunition Depot, where there was a guard on one side and a guard on the other, to go to school in Fallbrook.
Oh, okay.
And there wasn't a base school, mm-hmm. which was just great. I mean, I thought it was wonderful that they got to go to school in Fallbrook, because the schools were good. Mm-hmm. And at that time, Bruce's mother was no longer able to live on her own. And we moved her to Camp Pendleton. She stayed with us for a while, and then I found her an apartment in Oceanside. So she was near her beloved ocean. And she lived there while we were at Camp Pendleton. Then she moved with us to Georgia. And that was a very interesting trip.
What was it?
We had a camper. We bought a camper, and we had a station wagon. And the children slept in the station wagon, and Bruce and I slept in the cab over bed in the camper, and Mother Hammond had the other bed. And she was not an easy person at all. It would have been much better if she'd stayed with her daughter in Oregon and then flown to Georgia. But she was never happy in Georgia. There was no place anywhere that she would have been happy except Oregon. She made life pretty miserable for us when she was living with us on the base in Albany, Georgia. It was a supply depot, and we had beautiful quarters. But she was, if the phone rang when I wasn't there, she would tell people that called how mean I was to her.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. She was just not very well. She was just not very well, and had always been a person that stirred up trouble in the family, mm-hmm. which was a shame. But she decided she had to go to Oregon to visit her daughter, so we got her to Atlanta on the plane to be met in San Francisco by her niece, and we put Jamie on the plane as a graduation present from high school to go and visit her friends in Los Angeles. And so that was an exodus, that's for sure. And I made up my mind when she made such a fuss that she was not going to come back to live with us in Georgia. And it was time for her to live with her daughter for a while. Mm-hmm. Well, that was the way it worked out, too. I just simply said, you know, we have to have space available if various people come from Headquarters Marine Corps to visit. Our quarters have to be available to, mm-hmm. to them. And that was true. Mm-hmm. So that was the way it worked out.
Wow. And Jamie then went and stayed in Los Angeles?
Just for the summer.
Okay.
She came back, and she, when she got back to Albany, she got a job. And she was saving her money to go to university. But I wasn't at all keen on her going to university in the South, because really the southeastern part of the United States is very much a different country. They use the same language, but they don't mean the same things. Mm-hmm. And as it turned out, she waited until we were back in California before she went
to
university. And she and Evans both started in San Diego. They went to San Diego State. And we moved up to Los Angeles. I had hoped to live in San Diego because I really like San Diego, but Bruce found a good job he had retired, you know, in 1956, 57. And we traveled across country, Jamie and Evans and Bruce and I. He and I were in the camper with the dog and the cat. And Jamie drove her little Corvair and Evans drove the Mustang. So we were quite a convoy.
Caravan.
Yeah. It was a nice trip. We stopped at several parks, which we always did when we crossed the country. We stayed at Zion and the other ones in the Southwest. And we also stayed, when we came across in 59, we stayed at Yellowstone.
Oh, how fun.
And when they were having a lot of volcanic activity at Yellowstone at that time, a cliff fell down and landed on some people in an RV park and killed them.
Oh, how terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. But we didn't stay under any cliffs.